Dear Father and Mother, many thanks for Dad's letter. What a fearful price for hypo. And Charlie tells me he has had trouble in getting plates and postcards. What a very comfortable financial position you are in, to be sure. I trust you received my letter acknowledging the cakes made by Mrs. Hutchins. Thank her very much for me. You ask for the duties and advantages of being a corporal. As regards advantages, I can't think of any. Certainly, you miss the actual work of dirty fatigues, but on the other hand, you have to be foreman to the jobs and see that they are done. As regards duties, they are not defined. For the past week, my platoon sergeant has been absent because he has been orderly sergeant. And so I have been senior NCO of the platoon, which means that in the absence of the platoon officer, I take charge. As I have had absolutely no experience in giving orders, it has been a bit thick on me. One day I was senior NCO of two companies that marched to arrange for firing, and I had to arrange the details, so you can see I'm quickly getting experience. I've been for 4 days to a village about 2 miles from here on a gas course, topping grub. Slept in a little shed at the back of a small shopkeeper's house, and the dear old girl and her old maid daughters made us each a sacking mattress filled with fine straw or hay, just as good as being in Blighty. This afternoon our platoon marched to the baths, about 1 mile. They are quite in the open, just pipes from which come showers of hot water. I was in charge of the march back. I'm billeted in a small barn attached to a nice little house kept by an old couple. To Madame, I'm now Monsieur le Caporal. My knowledge of French is about 20 words, but she thinks me a great linguist. All my appeals to speak slower are in vain. I understand very little, but look very wise. Yesterday we lost the bucket down the well. Consternation. Much talk, but little understanding. However, with the aid of a grappling iron, we rescued the bucket and brought up a second one as well. I have had tea and am now sitting in a beautiful meadow by a swift flowing river. There is a mill in the distance, and there are coral willow trees along the side of the river. I have my back to one. Some ducks have just paddled downstream. The wind is stirring the rushes, and the sun is getting low, but still brilliant and warm. Is it possible that that loathsome stretch of country exists but a few short miles away? For I cannot even hear the roar, bumping and thumping of the guns. Love to you both, your affectionate son, Jim.